And that just about wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final song to go out on to wrap up the Bruce Langhorne radio obituary. Then we're going to hand you over to the archive, their last show in this time slot. But you'll be able to catch him over the summer here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Sometimes I'm in a mood, I want to leave my lonesome home. Sometimes I'm in the mood, I want to hear my milk cow moan. Sometimes I'm in a mood, I want to hit that highway road. Then again, against the wall. Sometimes I'm in the mood, I wanna live in a pony stall. Sometimes I'm in the mood, I don't wanna do nothing at all. Then again.
Okay, hello everybody. Welcome to the archive. This is DJ EJ, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope everyone is doing well tonight. I'm doing well, as is DJ Hank here.
Yep. Finals going well, you know.
Yep, getting through it. The semester is ending this week, which brings up our point for housekeeping. So this is actually our last show at this time. This is the last time the archive is going to be held on Sunday mornings from 1 to 2 a.m. It's a bittersweet moment here, but we're going to still be having the archive. It's going to be on Sundays afternoons from 3 to 4 p.m., which is a little bit more convenient, one might say. And we are also having DJ Mandy B joining the team, so it should be exciting.
We'll get the banter going.
Pick up our banter game.
We'll see when we're all around, because of course it's going to be the summer, so I'm sure we'll be diving in and out. But
between the three of us, we should have it mostly covered. Yeah. So
what is that, 3 to 4 on Sundays?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. So keep your ears open for that. And with that, let's get straight into the tunes. I kind of wasn't sure what exactly to play this week, so I figured I would just start off my set with one of my all-time favorite songs. This is maybe like top 10 material. I don't know.
Ooh.
And this is by New Order.
¶¶
All right, that was Ceremony by New Order. I'm playing that from their Greatest Hits album, Total, but it was released as a single in 1981. And that is kind of New Order's first song. If you didn't know, New Order was formed kind of from the ashes of Joy Division after the unfortunate suicide of their frontman, Ian Curtis. And that song, Ceremony, is actually, I believe, the last song that Ian Curtis wrote. And it's kind of a shame, it's kind of a shame that Joy Division was never able to record that song themselves, because I definitely think that's one of the best things that Ian Curtis ever wrote. There's a few live versions, but yeah, I think New Order did a great job continuing with that legacy, and then they kind of went on to do their own thing, but yeah, that song kind of like bridged the gap between the two of them, so that's kind of cool. Okay, keeping it in the 80s, I guess, this next song is by The Smiths.
Well, I wonder song to set me free. Nobody writes them like they used to, so it may as well be me. Here am I now after hours. Here am I now on a bus. Think of it this way, you could either be successful or be us. Without winning smiles and hugs, without catchy tunes or words. Now we're photogenic, you know, we don't stand a chance. Oh, I'll settle down with some old story about a boy who's just like me. Thought there was love in everything and everyone, you're so naive. They always reach a sorry ending. They always get it in the end. Still it was worth it as I turned the pages solemnly. And then without winning smile, the boy with naivety succeeds. At the final moment I cried. I always cry at endings. Just thought I'd let you know goodbye. Said the hero in this story, it is mightier than swords. I could kill you, sure, but I could only make you cry with these words. Cry with these words. Cry with these words. Dying, get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying. Oh, I'm dying. Oh, I'm dying, yeah. Oh, I'm dying, yeah. Oh, get me away, I'm dying. Get me away, I'm dying. Get me away.
Okay, apologies for the quick fade out there. I forgot that that song actually segues into the next one on the album, but not on my playlist, so it would have been awkward. Yeah, so the first song in that little mini set was Well I Wonder by the Smiths from their sophomore album, Meat is Murder, from 1985. I think that song is really enhanced by the rain effects in the background, as kind of cheesy as they might be. At this time, I guess they weren't so much in the 1980s because sound effects weren't as prominent in music. And the one that you just heard was Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying by Belle and Sebastian from their 1996 album If You're Feeling Sinister. And actually, when I was home for spring break back in March, I heard that song in the car on the radio. And it's kind of been stuck in my head on and off since then. And I think that melody is just really catchy and it's just a great song. Now for something not as happy and bouncy. This is going to be the last song in my set, but it's a long one. So this is by Preoccupations.
Thank you.
right, that was wrapping up my set for tonight. That was Death by Preoccupations from their album Viet Cong, which is the name that the band themselves used to go by, but they had to change it. Yeah, that song is pretty intense. And I really appreciate their affinity for the 15/8 time signature, because it's... I was reading a comment on them, and somebody was saying, I feel like they have no grasp of time signatures in the best way possible. And I kind of agree with that, because they certainly like to change it up a lot in their songs. It's not all 4/4. But enough of me nerding out about music theory a little bit here. Can't help it. This has been DJ EJ, and you're listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we'll be switching over to DJ Hank momentarily, but first, here's a quick PSA.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid? According to the federal government, 1/3 of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
All right. Thanks for that wonderful playlist, DJ EJ. Actually, I have a comment on... that. So the first time I heard that Meat is Murder album by The Smiths, I was I decided that I needed to become a vegetarian for like 2 days.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, no, it is hilarious. Junior in high school, yep, welcome to that. But it obviously didn't last, because meat is delicious.
It's also murder.
Apparently it is. It is murder.
Actually, Morrissey from The Smiths actually forbade any other member of the band from being seen in public eating meat.
I feel like that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I kind of just assumed they were all vegetarian.
I think they might be. I don't know. He might have... I don't think he directly forced it upon them, but I think they might have changed out of convenience.
I feel like it'd be awkward if you had a song called Meat is Murder, and then you were just like chowing down on some like lamb.
Yeah, in the vocal break, you're just eating some wings or something.
Yeah, right. I mean, that would be pretty tasty, if you ask me.
That's one way to put it.
Anyways, speaking of animals.
Oh, good segue.
Please enjoy this nice long song that I've always sort of dreamed of playing on the radio. But... it's by Pink Floyd. Hope you enjoy.
After a while, you can work on points for stars. yours. Sometimes it seems to me as if I'm just being used. Gotta stay awake, gotta try and shake off this creeping malaise. If I don't stand my own ground, how can I find my way out of this maze? Deft and blind, you just keep on pretending that everyone's expendable and no one has a real friend. It seems to you the thing to do would be to isolate the winner.
So that doozy of a song right there was Dogs off their album Animals.
I can hear pigs oinking in my head now.
I know, right? I feel like you can't listen to that without just stop listening to our show. Go turn on Pigs. Listen to the rest of the album. You got this.
And then come back.
And then come back.
No, like, listen to our show.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying to DJ EJ that I should have just started off with Pigs on the Wing because I don't know. I love that intro too. That first song is
It's only a minute long.
Yeah, so
might as well.
All right, I'm just gonna play it. All right, replay the entire thing. Here we go. No.
Yeah, let's restart.
It's golden. All right. Anyways, hope you guys enjoy this next one. This is some Led Zeppelin.
Transmission, I'm sure it'll explode. Mind, let me pop your gas.
So that was Trampled Underfoot by Led Zeppelin.
Do you have any idea what he's talking about?
I have no clue.
I think he might be talking about love.
Maybe. Perhaps. Anyways, I'm trying to find the last song that I want to play on my laptop right now. Because we were thinking about it earlier, and it was just necessary that we play this song after discussing it so much.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for bearing with us through 17 minutes on the archive, and catch us in our new time slot.
Yeah.
From what was it, 3 to 4?
3 to 4 p.m. on Sundays.
It's going to be great. We'll have Mandy B up here, hopefully get some banter going.
Yep. Yeah, we'll be here next week, and we hope you will be too.
All right, thanks for listening on 91.5.
Tuss Freeform Radio.
I hate you, DJ EJ. I'm quitting the archive. Anyways, thanks for listening to the archive on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tuss Freeform Radio. You know?